When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. It's me, Helen Thorne.
And it's me, Ellie Gibson.
Excellent. And today we are joined by the fabulous Stuart Heritage and Robin Wilder Heritage. Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you. Hello.
So, and they've joined us today with their new son, English Heritage. And I think I bet you've never heard that before. But you have brought the lovely Herbie to see us today.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Lovely is comparatively correct, isn't it, Robin?
We have brought our son.
And my son, Joe, is... I've just sort of left him... Well, you know, you don't like to use the word cage in the context of a child, but that is what we call the travel cot that we keep in the kitchen.
So we're there's four adults and two babies with us today, so it's all very exciting.
So you're both writers. Stuart, you write for The Guardian about what pop culture and that, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah.
And you do the X Factor Live blogs, which...
Sure do.
Sort of probably my favourite bit of your work. I hope that doesn't upset you.
Oh, good.
And Robin, you're a writer as well. Who do you write for?
Yes, I write for BuzzFeed.com, a little website.
BuzzFeed.com?
Who's heard of that?
I usually read BuzzFeed.net.
Oh, I like .biz.
.biz is my favourite.
.ie, yeah.
I write for BuzzFeed about cats.
I love your cat work.
I write about everything. Yeah. When I was pregnant, I mostly just wrote about my pregnancy. So I'd go into work every day and just write 15 things I hate today.
Before you announced your pregnancy to your co-workers, you were like writing 15 reasons why I don't feel good. In cat pictures.
Yes.
And you're also right for The Pool. Mm. And you have a fabulous new blog, which only was recently launched, wasn't it? Can you tell the listeners what it's called?
It is called The Parent Crap.
Right, yeah.
Theparenttrap.com, and it's just...
You love doing the full...
.com! It's
www.
When someone asks you your phone number, do you go, it's +44?
Yes. /... I just decided to become a mummy blogger because I heard that they get stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
And don't you do a column about fatherhood as well?
Yeah, in the paper on Saturdays. So this poor kid is going to be the most well-documented child. Everything, he's going to hate us. And he's going to be mercilessly bullied.
It's like the Truman Show, basically.
It's exactly like, that ended well.
Personally, I would never exploit my children for the sake of, you know, doing some sort of comedy.
We have no connection with these people, Ellie.
Absolutely.
None.
I think it's very exploitative. I think it's outrageous what you do.
But the thing is, they get paid.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I that's why it's worse. Yeah. We're just doing it for the art, therefore it's...
That's right.
It's fine. So we've never had like a couple on the podcast before. It's very exciting.
It's good. You sent the running order over and you said Mr. and Mrs. Special. And I thought you were calling us Mr. and Mrs. Special. I got really excited. I thought, this is exactly how we should be treated. And
no, then I realised. It's short for needs.
And how old is Herbie?
He is 5 months old. He was due the same week as Ellie's son.
Yes.
But Ellie, you know, couldn't wait, so she went ahead.
A little bit advanced, I like to think.
Do you work home together? Do you write at the same time? Or
I've always worked at home, and Robin's always had a day job, so she's always gone. So this, since Herbie was born, it's the first time we've all been in the house at the same time. And that's kind of... Ah, no, it's fine.
the look on Robin's face there. I wish you could have seen it. I wish you could have seen it. It told a thousand stories.
Oh. I was sort of thinking, what?
Oh, no, there's a lot more. There's a lot more of. Oh, can you just help me out for a second when I'm?
Oh, is there?
Oh God. There is a bit more of that, but it's nice because you know I love you both. I'm happy to help
so
out.
So you welcome that.
Yeah, it's nice to be a man.
I just need to finish this paragraph. Oh, no, I don't.
Yeah,
oh,
no, you can't.
You've been working at BuzzFeed for quite some time now. Can we... What are the top 10 best things about working at BuzzFeed?
You won't believe...
you won't believe how much free coffee we're allowed to drink.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good. We've just moved offices. So we were in a tiny office in Hatton Garden, and then Hatton Garden got robbed. And then we moved to...
That wasn't the reason.
No, I'm not saying it was at all. I'm not saying we were anything to do with the heist. Yeah, it's really big and fancy and different from a start. Our old one was like a start-up. So the biggest thing in the office was our Smeg fridge.
Oh, you had a Smeg
we
fridge,
had a Smeg
I mean.
Fridge, oh. And it had a Union Jack on it. Oh. It's a little bit Nathan Barley, but that's all fine.
My friend went to the Facebook HQ the other day.
Oh, really?
And he said that in the toilets they have laptop rests, so where you can just put your laptop while you're having a wee.
That seems very unhygienic.
Like, how do you come up with the ideas for the articles? Like, do you have a brainstorming session every morning? You sit around going, you know, I've got an idea for a thing about 10 salads that look like unicorns or whatever it is.
Pretty much. Yeah, no, yeah, we do. We've got several verticals. We have something called Buzz Team, which I'm part of, which is general identity and lifestyle stuff. And so that's the kind of 23 things that remind me of the Hitler Youth, you know.
Number one, my son.
Especially, we
and
have
do you have to stand morning. Up? Do you have to stand up?
No.
So that's what I imagine. They're just like all sitting on bouncy balls, playing baby foot.
We have. We do have an office dog. He has his own Instagram account. He has his own job title, which is director of bins.
Do you not have this at The Guardian?
No, there is no director of bins at The Guardian. There are 12 people arguing about quinoa. That's all The Guardian is.
At The Guardian, they just have a pet socialist. They have like a really old left winger, and they just keep him in a cage and call in the office, and then they check their opinions against
him.
Yeah,
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Ellie and I recorded a podcast at the Guardian. They're like, oh, you can go out this way. Except we didn't. We like did a, like a lap around in, just in case we bumped into Suzanne Moore.
Yeah, Hadley Freeman I was looking for.
Yeah. We ran around. They're like, are you still here? It was really nice. Do you write all the captions, and then do you have to image search? Do you have to do the full kit and caboodle, or are you just like, I'm just about ideas?
I do the whole thing.
Mm. Yeah.
Although, if you read the comments, you believe that it's just monkeys who get paid to find gifts.
Don't read comments. My parenting column, I never read the comments of that because it's just... Oh, I did once and it's just people saying, you're not the first person to have had a kid. Everything you've said is completely wrong. It gets published at 6:30 on a Saturday morning, so Robin's taken to reading the comments to me in bed. Which is miserable.
This person says you're the worst father in the world.
So, apart from the comments, Stuart, how have you found writing about Herbie? Has that helped you sort of get to grips with fatherhood?
I think it has, because you sort of... It's like when you write about anything that you sort of have to pay more attention to it. So, like X Factor, instead of just letting it wash over me like I should, I know sort of by the end of the series I know everything about everything because I'm watching it on such a ridiculous level. And I think it's a bit like that with Herbie, because I'm always... Without wanting to sound like mercenary about it, I'm always looking for an angle for next week's column. So I'm like, oh, his teeth are coming through, brilliant. I write about how annoying that is. And I'm keeping them all in a box, all the columns in a box, so Herbie can read them when he's older.
That's so nice.
Yeah. We're only 5 months in, but the first few weeks are just, it's blind terror.
Yeah.
You can't cope with anything, and it's like you're just constantly putting out fires. And I wouldn't, if I hadn't been writing stuff down, I just wouldn't have remembered anything about it. And even though I've read back some of the stuff I read, it was just me going, oh my god, oh no, help me, for 600 words, which is, I'm sure,
it's tough. Yeah.
You're on the biggest learning curve of your life, and your brain
insane.
Is porridge.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
Is it harder than you expected?
Oh yeah, loads harder. Yeah.
I think it might just be
heavy. I don't think it is. I genuinely don't think it is.
I don't think you're the first people to have found this art, is what I'm saying.
Is this news?
But it was just, it's just like being on a motorway and just being like, trying to sort things out and everything's coming at you. And everyone gives you presents and everyone gives you literature and you've got to look after someone and feed him and make sure he's okay and read up on what you're supposed to do and remember who gave you what so you can thank them. Oh!
And respond to the question, is he doing tummy time? As though you've heard the words tummy time.
Yeah.
And are you feeding him organic carrots? Yes. All of that.
It's really nice to know that other people have had a shit time. That's the thing I've found most useful is when we've had friends come around and just been like, who I thought were just done amazingly and were like bulletproof mums and just saying, oh, I cried for a fortnight. And you're like, okay, good. So we didn't. So we're better than you. So at least there's that.
You're Schadenfreude.
Yeah.
Tell me about your shit time again. I'll have a latte.
Yeah. I think everyone finds it hard, but people find different things hard. Some babies don't sleep. Like my babies just don't sleep. That's just not what they're interested in doing, you know. But they eat well. I suppose I'm just saying in a very patronising way, like everyone's baby's a bit shit in a unique and beautiful way.
Mm.
You'll be fine.
It's nice. Like, I don't think many people realise that because they're like, well, my baby.
Yeah.
I think we heard that so much at the beginning. Well, my baby, when he was your age, slept in the loft, in a cupboard.
He was fine. Now he's a doctor.
Yeah. So obviously you're out on dates a lot then.
We went to see Jurassic World a couple of weeks ago.
Oh,
and halfway through, there's a bit where there's an ill dinosaur. I don't think that's a spoiler, but like the dinosaur's quite ill. And Robin's legs just started jiggling up and down. She's like, I miss Herbie so much.
Why is a dying dinosaur?
It's a bit like that, but like we went out for a meal afterwards and we're like, no, let's just get something we can eat with our hands so we can be back home as soon as we can.
Before that, we are going to have lavish hors d'oeuvres.
We're going to drink cocktails and we just went to KFC and we're like, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah. In the burger, nothing with bones, quick!
That's pretty much exactly what it was. Yeah.
I remember that the first time we went out was about when Matilda was about 4 months old. We were checking our phones, we were panicking, we talked about her, I think my boobs started hurting, I was like, I need to go home and breastfeed, and then we just left. It was terrible, but eventually, and then you start making those rules, we're like, let's for at least the first half an hour not talk about the kids for a bit, or look at our phones, and then you've got to actually talk to each other.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's difficult.
That's so awful.
I'd rather just go on a date with my phone, to be quite honest.
All my fantasies now are legitimately about being shot in the neck with a tranquilizer dart and just being left alone for 12 hours so I can sleep. That's all I want in life.
Yeah.
And, you know, my family.
To be there when you wake up 7 years later.
Everything accomplished. I used to get really annoyed on Twitter sometimes. I'd be like, oh, I'm tired. And parents would just be like, no, you're not. And I used to think, oh, up yours. I'm tired. I'm allowed to be tired. But if someone else wrote that now, a childless person wrote, I'm tired, I would walk to their house and kick them to death. I swear to God.
Okay, so this is the transition between parent and non-parent. As illustrated by Stuart Heritage. Yeah. One of the things that got us, me and my husband, through the second pregnancy is that we said, anything that we say to each other between midnight and 6 a.m, it doesn't matter.
That's a good idea.
And like, because we just swore at each other and said some very nasty, made-up swears to each other. Like, invented a whole new vocabulary for hate.
That is a good tip. Good.
What was your favourite made-up swear? Just incidentally.
Oh, it was like there were so many f**ks and c**ts in like one sentence. It was like you f**king solely c**ty face, face,
face,
bang knocker.
It would just be like, I can't get enough swears out in one sentence to convey how much I hate you for not getting up with the child right now.
Like, we do a lot of, especially because we've got like a 4-year-old, so we have to watch the swearing a bit. We do a lot of passive aggressive sort of, darling, have you put the car seat in the car? No, darling, because I thought you said you were going to do it. Well, babe, I'm busy packing the changing bag, darling. Like, we do a lot of that. It's, our neighbours must really like it.
I think the emotions get extreme. You get this extreme love in like even in 1 hour, you're so tired you could stab someone in the eye, and then the baby will smile at you.
Oh yeah.
And then it will vomit on you, and then your husband forgot to bring you the tea that you asked for 4 times, and you want to kill him. And it, like, that's it. Those first months are really hard, but they're fun. They're nice.
Yeah. In a way.
There's
let's be more positive.
Sorry.
We do have.
I'll just keep drinking. No, I'm not.
That wasn't a criticism. That was
anyway. Move
I know
on,
we have
Heather,
people
move
who
on.
Don't have kids or who are pregnant who listen to the podcast.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
What,
yes.
What have
I'm
the
so
highlights
sorry.
Of your 6 months with Herbie been?
Well, I was just thinking that the other day I didn't realise how much I enjoy Herbie until I went on the radio the other day, and I have a bit of social anxiety, and we were coming up to London, and I was a bit scared about it, and I realised I needed a hit of baby, so I had to hold my baby until I went on air, which you know I think is. Probably not that healthy, but I felt all right when I was holding him. So hopefully when he's 23, he'll still want to be held before I do anything. So yeah, that's my highlight, finding out that I'm addicted to my baby and I can't be okay unless I'm holding him.
Oh, God. Oh,
happy
God.
Day.
Yes. I think the highlight might have been when he shouted the N-word.
Oh. Yeah.
And the combination of terror, guilt and pride.
Yeah.
It's a word, or it's the worst word. It's the worst word, Herbie.
That's advanced racism. Can we get a muslin update? Now, Stuart, you are now holding a muslin in
yes,
your hand.
Literally, I am holding a muslin because I get really antsy if I can't reach out my hand in a 360-degree motion. And if there is no muslin there, I'll freak out.
Have you now lined the house with muslins?
Yeah, we are very pro-muslin.
Yeah, and we've got like the throw down. If someone's got the baby and the other person is where the baby was, we can just be like, and reach out, hold out a hand, and a muslin will go into it. Within seconds. It's a beautiful mechanism.
You need like there's a great episode in The Simpsons where they have like a t-shirt cannon. You just need like
it's just like a t-shirt, It's just like
a
that.
A muslin cannon. Doof, doof, doof.
You know when there are some days where like everything is bad?
Yeah.
Like, the baby's crying too much and you don't get enough laundry done, and there's like one muslin in the house.
Yeah, that's the worst.
I don't know why they all seem to gather in the laundry basket on the same day, but it's all a conspiracy.
What I do on those days is I just get one of Pete's shirts and cut it up. Handy tip for you there, just cut up your husband's clothes.
Charles to Witt
muslins. His wedding shirt, that was good. My wedding dress, that went the journey. Couple of weeks in. So you've written both of you about the changes in the food you eat and the telly you watch. Has this been a whole lifestyle change for you guys?
I've gone through a bit of an arc.
Because you just watch. You've got a whole day to fill with bad television. You watched every episode of The Good Wife.
Wait. The Good Wife is good television. It's not television that you watch. Let's be clear.
I said mediocre, but all right, let's go.
I very much enjoy The Good Wife. I thought it'd be a courtroom drama sort of.
Oh, my darling, you're so tired, aren't you?
Do you want to go darling? That means you're calling her a
I know. I think she can take it. We're new friends, but she looks
darling,
like she can take
darling.
It. I recommend America's Next Top Model. Because it's so, again, it doesn't matter if you have to go out the room to change a nappy or you pass out, because all that's happened is Tyra has said something very serious and then told someone to f*** off. That's all that ever happens, basically. People have their photograph taken for an hour. Like,
and they have their elbow in a different spot, don't they?
Yeah. I'm quite into that. And what's the other thing I watch?
Obviously
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah, we need to start watching that.
Well, should we formally start the TV chat? So what other telly have we got to look forward to apart from obviously X Factor? What have we got to look forward to this year? Television expert Stuart Heritage.
Do you want a serious answer or do you want me to talk about like bad things like MasterChef?
Yes, both.
But because I'm
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Really looking forward to Fargo. Did you watch Fargo last
time?
No. It was really good. It was a television adaptation of the film, but not. It was done in a very clever way, and they're making a second series of it. Much like they made a second series of True Detective that doesn't star any of the original cast or have any of the original story. There's a Belgian television programme called Corden, which I think everyone's put off because they think it's about James Corden. Certainly it took me 3 goes to realise I actually wanted to watch it. And it's about a hostage siege in Antwerp.
Ooh, I love Antwerp.
Have you been to Antwerp? Did you say everyone's been to Antwerp? Were you about to say everyone's been to Antwerp?
It's a musical, isn't it?
Everyone's been
to Antwerp.
So we went to Bruges for a weekend, not a long weekend. Just after it turned out that, because I couldn't drink, obviously, much, because I was pregnant, it just turned out that I had gestational diabetes, so I couldn't have any chocolate either, or fries.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Imagine Belgium without chocolate or booze or chips.
Well, it's just f***ing Germany, isn't it?
Really? Yeah.
Why aren't you employed by the Belgian tourism board?
So, have you seen The Affair?
Oh, yeah,
we're well into The Affair.
Yeah.
I like the theme tune to The Affair.
Sink back into the ocean.
My echo! Why are you singing like that, you bellend? That's all.
We have our own bellend. We sort of make it less unbearable by adding...
No, we make it more unbearable. Okay. But, like, sing from the perspective of a fish.
My echo wasn't very loud because I'm a fish.
Do you ever do this? Me and Pete have a weird thing. We used to do it with True Blood, and now sometimes I do it with The Affair, where you just say the noun of the thing that's appearing in a really cool. Yeah, with like The Affair, it's like sand, sea, more sea, foot. I find it very satisfying. No, I used to make up words for all like instrumental themes, and I can't watch a 20th Century Fox film without going, time for the film. It's very, very enjoyable.
It is.
I read somewhere that like one of the best things when you're doing a television programme is to make the theme tune, if it doesn't have any words, to make it, you can sing the title along. Yeah. So like The Weakest Link is one of them. And Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was one of them. And Come Dine With Me almost is. It's like, it goes, come and dine with me. And so you have to say and. But I can't stop doing it. It's become a curse.
Yeah, no, you're right. Like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire goes,
who wants to be a millionaire?
I do. That's how it goes. Everyone knows that. Are you watching Celebrity MasterChef at the moment?
No.
We
need to start though. Yeah. Oh, we need to start.
The episodes do seem to go on forever and ever and ever. Yeah. So you feel like you've just been watching Misha Paris call Greg babe for about an hour and a half, and you're just like, I actually just want it to stop.
But I did a press day for MasterChef once, and it was like you cook something while Greg walks around the room. And he's kind of a really obnoxious man. He's really, really not a nice... Well, I know he's...
Yeah, you said he just shouted non-sequiturs at you.
Yeah, he just goes around telling, like, joke book jokes. Like, I went to the doctors, and they said, pull yourself together. And, like, that sort of thing. And I was right at the front of the room. But at the back, there was, like, 2 male journalists and about 5 or 6 female journalists. And apparently he was just walking up to the back, lifting off his T-shirt and just slapping his belly at them. Which is weird, and I think it would throw you off your game.
Well, do you think that's enough telly chat, Helen?
I think so. Is it time to move on to a game?
Oh, yes, please.
All right, so
We're going to segue into a new game, which I like to call Kent or
Hooray! And that's why this episode is marked as explicit.
That's right. So Robin and Stuart and Herbie live in Kent.
Mm.
No, I actually, when I was Googling Stuart to get his articles, something like Kent Online came up. And there's a lovely article about Stuart.
I've read it. Yeah. And now I live there.
Yay! About how
just
much...
Just because I said I didn't like it and everyone that lived there was a bellend. I mean, for God's sake.
It's a jolly read. They put such a big photo of you on it.
And it was all like, I can't remember, I'd read it, but it was all like so-called journalist Stuart Heritage in his mansion.
I know. Oh,
drinking
sorry.
His £7 beers in his espadrilles.
So you made the decision when you was it when you became pregnant, or were you always hoping to go to Kent?
No.
It's not like
she's pregnant, send her to Kent. It's not like when they used to exile
collect
people.
The hops.
It was a real just scaling back of. We were like, we found a lovely village that we wanted to move to.
Yeah.
And we were like, let's move there. And then we looked at how much it costs to live there. And we're like, well, let's move near there. And then we're like, oh, just move to Ashford, that's good. And it's where my parents are from. And I moved there because I thought, well, if anything happens to them, you know, they're both in the 60s. If anything happens to them, it'll be good if I'm there.
Be nearer to get the money and the stuff.
Yeah. I was there 3 days and the house caught fire.
No.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Best part of this year.
Something, I think it was a heated tower rail went up, so they had to spend Christmas at a travel lodge.
Oh, no.
They have a really nice house now. It's all been done up.
Yeah.
New heated tower rail.
Oh, God.
It's like they couldn't learn the lesson. Yeah. Anyway, that's not why we moved there.
I want to contact the local paper because they had a picture of the house burning. I don't know who took it. But I thought it might be funny to get it turned into a jigsaw puzzle. So I put it to my mum and dad for a little bit.
Do you know what? I don't think that would be that funny.
I think it would be hilarious for like 1 second. And I think that 1 second would be worth it.
So can we play this game? Can we play Kent or C***?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
How does one play Kent or C***, Helen?
Okay, so what one does is one gets on the internet and discovers there are so many place names in Kent that sound like so it sounds like ladies' front gardens, basically. Right. Euphemisms. Like, think Carry On film, think, you know, an old English man going, oh, Lady Fanny, I see. That kind of thing.
Like he's a pimp from Harlem. Okay, yeah.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to list some real, actual Kent names and ones that I've made up to sound like Kent or c***s.
Okay.
And you have to... decide, all three of you. So it'll be Scummy versus Heritage.
Okay. Oh, yeah, make a theme tune.
Let me think. Kent or c***? Kent or c***?
I like that you need to think.
Okay, number one. Badger's Mount.
Kent.
Yes!
Yeah!
St. Margaret's Gap.
Kent.
Yes. Slippery Lane.
Kent.
Damn it, guys.
Slut's Hole.
Kent.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Is that actual local knowledge?
No, I just guessed.
Sex Burger Drive. Kent.
Where is Sex Burger Drive?
It's in Kent.
Where in Kent?
It's in Kent.
Yeah, but you keep saying that. It's like me going, where do you live? Australia. Yeah, but
no,
where?
No, Google it. All right, ready? Thong Lane.
Kent.
Correct. Lower Grassy Woods.
Kent.
Correct.
No, that wasn't my answer. I just tried to...
Slippery Lane.
Kent.
We've had that one.
You've done that one.
Oh, I'm so drunk.
No.
Okay, all right. South Borough.
That's so oblique as a...
Yeah, how is that a front bottom?
Southborough.
What?
That doesn't help me. How's it going?
I think if you point at your vagina when you say any of these, it sounds rude.
It's like, oh, darling, what are you doing tonight? Well, I thought I'd go down Southborough, if you know what I mean. What are you talking about?
It's not sexy.
I do not know what you mean.
I know. Middleton Flange.
Spit take. Actual. Robin, are you okay? Your sinuses.
I need a muslin.
Correct.
Thank you.
Pink Alley.
Kent.
Damn it. It's from East Sussex.
Oh, so it's a real,
it's a real place. Oh, wow.
Cali. Single well.
What is that? That's such a lovely, that's the loveliest term I've ever heard for it.
Kent.
Oh.
Thorn is in the lead, I'm sure Thorn
but
is in the lead.
But that's Canterbury. Like, what the fuck? Dover. Oh, I don't know.
Thong Lane.
We've done that one. I feel like we've been here for 6 weeks. I feel like Joan Herbie is starting school tomorrow.
Soggy Valley.
Speak for yourself.
I think that's the end.
A beautiful thing.
Yeah. Now, I just wanted to end with a fact.
Oh, yes.
One of the lanes in Kent near Rye is called Dumb Woman's Lane. Woman's Lane.
How does that make you feel?
I'm not happy.
As a feminist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it should be changed.
You can have a little cry.
To quote Steve Hill, oh, everything's sexist these days. So that was at the end. I do believe Stuart Heritage is the winner.
Yeah, I am.
I think so. He was more Kenty than Kenty. Okay, well, that's the end of Kent and home with you.
Yes. Now, I just want to make it absolutely clear that is ours. That is copyrighted. So before you think Tea Time BBC One... When Pointless runs out.
Yeah, Nick Knowles, don't come running for
yours, Alexandra Armstrong.
So it's time now for Scummy Mummy Confessions.
That's right. It's my favourite thing. Team, do you want to kick off Stuart and Robin?
You actually have one. I've been struggling with this.
Oh, because you're such a good parent.
Well, everything else is on The Guardian, so you've got to do something new.
I put my baby in a cardboard box so I could have wine.
Hey! You welcome.
Yes!
That's the Scummy Mummy's way.
Yeah, I went round to friends. We were having a lovely barbecue in her garden. She said, do you want some wine? I said,
Of course.
But we didn't have anywhere to put the baby because she is a single lady.
Mm.
And she went, well, I've got a box.
Of wine? Yes!
And I went, yeah, it's fine. And we just put like a cushion in a cardboard box, and we put him in the box, and he slept, and I drank a couple of white wine spritzers, and it was very nice.
Well, there you are. Very nice. Everyone's happy.
Well, I think they do that in Scandinavia.
There's that, it went in viral, Finland. That thing. Yeah,
and they where, a box, yeah. Aren't they, with the firstborn or something.
Yeah, the government gives everybody this box, and it's got, like, nappies and baby grows and like, £5,000 in cash or something. I feel like it gets exaggerated, the generosity of the Scandinavians.
This box said wine on the outside.
I think that's a really nice upgrade because in the last episode Stuart told a lovely story about how you did a wee sample for the hospital and then poured it all over your top, which is a really
I literally poured it as well. I literally tipped it. It's not like I knocked it again. I just went,
you could have got paid for that by a nice man, you know. I'm sure.
And you had to turn you came back with your top back to front
and a sort of expression on my face that said, don't ask.
No, it's a new sample.
It
feels so much about that in pregnancy, that you're just always weeing into something, you know, for the pH, you know, tests and to know whether you're pregnant. It's all about weeing.
Yeah, they seem to think that you know how it all works as well. They're like, well, wee into this, and they give you four things. One of these is a receptacle. Four of these are
attached. One of these is a hollowed out pineapple. I don't know. Are you sure?
Do they really need a small umbrella?
Why have they got an olive on a stick?
Helen, have you got a confession for us?
Well, yeah. Everybody else recording the podcast will have seen this, but for the listeners, I'm wearing a sling. I fractured my elbow a couple of days ago and ended up in A&E because I was holding all the bags, my kids' bags, my own bags, and I tripped up my own front doorsteps and slammed my elbow into the door frame. And it was pain like childbirth, basically.
Really?
So they've given me lots of drugs and a sling. So that's really nice. but I just wanted to say one of the highlights has been is that for the first time in 4 years, my husband undid my bra.
Oh, That's so nice.
And do you know what he did as a little topper? He said, I've never had sex with a cripple before.
Oh, that's
which is really charming. So yeah,
did you do it though then?
No. Kind of ruined the mood. I was feeling less horny after that for some reason. But you know, he has touched me more because I've been incapacitated. So that's been a real, you know, an upside of things. But I wanted just to say that a little extra scummy mummy the other day. My daughter's fringe was getting a bit long, so I just grabbed the kitchen scissors and cut her fringe. And then I didn't really think about it and put the kitchen scissors back in the kitchen drawer. And when I was chopping the sausages, I realised there was bits of fringe.
Ooh, everyone loves a hairy sausage. As I believe the saying goes.
Yeah, that's right. Noel Coward was a fan. Anyway, that's enough from Helen, actually.
That's lovely, darling.
No, you're welcome.
Well, there we are. That's our Scummy Mummy Confessions. Mm. And that's the end of the podcast, isn't it, Helen?
So that's been the episode so far. Thank you, Robin and Stuart and the gorgeous baby, Herbie. Herbie's first podcast.
Yeah.
But not his last.
No, Herbie Goes Podcasting, the new franchise.
Anyway, we can sell his life for money.
Well, thank you so much for coming and thank you for bringing Herbie. I suppose, as a final word, is if you have like a sort of sentence or a word of advice for new parents, what would it be?
Netflix.
Excellent.
Muslins.
Netflix and muslins.
Oh, I think that's excellent.
That sounds
advice.
Like a Netflix show, like a detective show. That
Netflix is the new muslins coming out this autumn. Oh, brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming, Robert and Stuart and Herbie. Robert.
Sorry.
Oh, God. I've been so careful.
That's one.
So
careful not to say Robert.
Well, no, but people will call me
the elephant in the room.
I don't.
People call you Alan.
Well, thank you, Stephanie and Rhubarb.
Hooray!
And if you'd like to hear more from the Scummy Mummies, all our podcasts are available for free from scummymummies.com.
That's right. We're on Twitter at Scummy Mummies. On Facebook, Scummy Mummies Podcast, and Instagram, Scummy Mummies as well.
Yes. Until next time.
Bye-bye. One of the things that I love about television shows, Ellie, is theme tunes.
Oh, yes, I know. I really like a theme tune.
For those of you who listen to our podcast, I do love making up a theme tune for a guest.
Oh.
And I have made up a theme tune which I will sing to my dear
friend.
This
is honestly quite exciting.
Yeah. Ready?
Oh, is it?
Is it? You don't know about this. Ready? I practiced it at home. Ready? They are family.
Ah.
Robin, Stu and baby Herbie.
Oh, yes.
They are family. They write about sick poo and wee. Ready? Everyone can read about them in the Guardian and in the Pool Buzzfeed and Crap Parent. They do no lying. Well, we are family. They are so lovely. You're welcome.
Oh, nice.
I also wrote one for Robin, but I haven't finished it.
Ready?
That's about right.
I could tell because that work that you just sung was very, very polished. So I look forward to hearing this unfinished work in progress.
Okay, I'll just give you it. Ready? Blog and Robin. Tweet. Blog and Robin.
Oh, my
tweet.
God.
Tweet. Go, Blog and Robin, are you really going to sleep tonight?
Oh,
tweet.
No.
Tweet.
I'm extremely moved.
Thank you.
Don't patronise her.
Or
you just make it worse. That's... Wow, thank you.
That was a really interesting detail.
I'm just waiting for my charge to phone. I'm in a phone to charge.
Oh, I'm just waiting for your taxi to arrive, my love. No, that was very good. Thank
Great.
You. Make a nice outtake. That's lovely.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.